May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. What role does faith play in our spiritual healing? Let's look at the story of the Canaanite woman again. The Lord was traveling north of Galilee, out of the land of Israel, and a woman calls out to him, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is badly demon-possessed." Does he heal her daughter? Not right away. He answers her not a word. She evidently follows the Lord and his disciples, and they beg him to send her away because she's calling after them. And it's interesting, when they said that about the children coming to the Lord, he rebuked them and said, "Let them come to him." But in this case, he says that he wasn't sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then she comes right up to him and worships him. Surely now he will heal her daughter. And he answering said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and cast it to little dogs." First he didn't answer. Then he says he wasn't sent to people like her. And then he calls her a little dog. Many people would have given up at this point. And those who had stuck around might have been offended at being called a little dog, but she didn't give up, and she accepted the label with humility, for she knew that she was a dog, a Gentile, not of the house of Israel. But she knew that this Messiah, the Jews' Messiah, was God Almighty, and she desperately needed his help, for her daughter was badly demon-possessed. It doesn't describe the girl's symptoms, but we know from other cases in the Gospels that people possessed by spirits might cut themselves or throw themselves into the fire. It would have been a horrifying affliction. Thankfully, today we don't have to worry about bodily possession by demons. But every time that we feel anything other than heavenly love and think anything other than spiritual truth, we are under the influence of evil spirits. Every distress, every evil that we suffer is inflicted by them. In our readings, we learn that all diseases, the injuries, the demon possession, these are all corresponding to spiritual diseases that afflict us. And we all get spiritually sick. Much of the time, in fact, we are spiritually under the weather, or maimed, or lame, or blind, or possessed by spirits. Think of someone who works with kids a lot. We can get angry at kids. And sure, we need to discipline them, but sometimes a particular kid is pushing our buttons in a particular way. They keep on doing something, and we let the frustration build up, and before we know it, we have a distorted view of this child. All we see is their problem, and we're just waiting for the next time when they do that thing that bothers us. That's a spiritual disease. Or maybe we have a disagreement with a friend, and it leads to a feeling of dislike, and that dislike builds and grows until whenever we think of that person, instead of having charity, all we have is dislike. That's a spiritual disease. Or maybe we find work challenging. We do a project, it doesn't go well. Or if we're taking care of kids, we try something, it doesn't seem to be working. And we feel as though everything in our lives, everything we look at, is going wrong. And we bring that sense of nothing's working, and we bring it into our relationships, into our marriages, into our homes. That's a spiritual disease. Or maybe we're plodding along and life is working pretty well, but everything that we do is filled with a sense of ourselves. Our sense of self is wrapped up in whether or not it works. We feel good about ourselves. When it doesn't work, we feel bad about ourselves. Everything we think about is in relation to ourselves. That's a spiritual disease. We all have these spiritual illnesses, but we don't always notice them right away. Sure, we have problems. The kid is a problem. Or life is a problem. It's too hard. We're overburdened. But at a certain point, we realize that the problem isn't necessarily out there. Maybe the problem is in here. It's not just the kid. It's our distorted view of the child. It's not just the friend with a crazy idea. It's our own dislike and contempt that's the problem. It's not just life that's the problem. It might be ourselves. When we notice that something is wrong in us, at first we might reflexively push it away, thinking that that's shunning it. We're avoiding that thought, that feeling. But sometimes it just comes back again. We lose our temper at a child again. A friend expresses another opinion that we don't like, and the disgust and dislike of the person rises up again. Another thing goes wrong in our lives, and we say, ah, that proves it. Life is unfair. I can't handle it. We feel like quitting. And at this point, we realize, maybe this isn't a problem I can just fix. I'm in the grip of something stronger than me. This is a disease. Like a natural disease, there's a certain point where we have a fear. We fear for our health and our life. And we have a sense of urgency. We need help. We need a doctor with strong medicine. Like this woman, we call out to the Son of David. We remember the Lord. The Lord, he's supposed to be able to help my problems. But with that initial thought of the Lord, sometimes we get no answer. We may keep on thinking about the Lord, keep on wondering how he could help us. And as we scan our lives and think about the Lord, we may notice just how poorly our lives compare to the Ten Commandments. Like the disciples saying, send her away, or the Lord saying, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We may get the message that, well, the Lord only cares about what's good in me, but what about all that other stuff in me? Maybe I'm not wanted. Maybe the Lord can't help me. And then we keep on asking for help. And maybe we hear that it's not good to give the children's food to little dogs. Sometimes the more that we pray, the more that we have a sense that we need help from the Lord, it actually feels worse as we realize just how much is wrong with us. That what we think is important and good, our perspective on the world, may not actually be good, may not actually be true. But will we give up? Will we get tired of feeling guilty and decide we don't need the Lord? Just like this Canaanite woman, we have something precious at stake. A part of our lives is broken. We're possessed by forces that are beyond our control. We can't fix ourselves. It was faith that healed the Canaanite woman's daughter. Can faith heal us? We learn from Apocalypse Explained that spiritual diseases are healed by two things: looking to the Lord in his divine omnipotence and repentance of life. Now, we know that we need to repent. But faith. All Christians talk about faith, but what does it mean? In the teachings of the new church, faith is talked about in a variety of ways. But today we're focusing on that fundamental element of faith, that first foundation of faith that stays with us throughout our lives. The act of acknowledging the Lord for who he is, God Almighty. That's what faith is. What faith does is make the Lord present and unlock his power. There are three parts to faith in the Lord: acknowledgement, intuition, and presence. We'll talk about each of those in turn. Acknowledgement. What does it mean to acknowledge another person? Is it merely to know about that person? It's much more than that. It's when our attention is directed at that person, reaches that person, and engages the attention of that person, and as a result, the two people are linked. Think of this example. Imagine that you're talking to a teenager about doing chores. And in the middle of the conversation, the teenager pulls out his phone and starts texting. And maybe you finish saying, well, so I'd like you to get the chores done before supper. And the teen says, uh-huh, okay. Is that teen acknowledging you? We even have a phrase in English when someone isn't paying attention to us or isn't listening to what we're saying. I'd like you to acknowledge what I said. And instinctively, the request for acknowledgement is accompanied by looking. It's accompanied by eye contact. And so acknowledgement leads to intuition, which is a looking to. It's not, in English, the vague feeling. That's not the kind of intuition being talked about. It's a comes from the original language has the sense of looking. So acknowledgement leads to this sense of looking. When someone acknowledges us, they see us. Oh, when we acknowledge someone, we see them. That person exists. They're real in flesh and blood in front of me. And so that leads to presence. Now that person is present to us. When the Lord was in the world, people acknowledged him as he was. And that's an important piece. It's not enough to just acknowledge the Lord. That first time she said, Lord, Son of David. But that's not all who he is. So it's important to acknowledge the Lord as Almighty God. And that, in the New Testament times, led to the Lord being present with people in all his power. And then when he spoke, the lame stood up and walked, the mute spoke, the blind saw, and the demons fled from before his presence. And isn't that what we need when we're spiritually sick? The presence and power of the Lord to heal us. Because we're realizing, I can't do this on my own. I'm not strong enough. Lord, help me. When we're at the end of our rope, when something is bothering us and it just doesn't go away, even perhaps when our faith itself feels weak and we can't even remember the Lord, can't even think about him, and we begin to grieve, faith can also heal us. Not faith alone. It doesn't stop there. We know we have to do the work, but all the effort in the world won't save us if we don't have faith in the Lord. And it doesn't just apply to Christians who know about the Lord. All the Gentiles, all the billions of Muslims and Hindus and all the other religions of the world, those people too first must have faith in some divine principle, some truths that they regard as divine. And it is through those principles and through those principles alone that they can receive the charity, the new will that saves them. And even though they don't know about the Lord, they do have faith in the Lord because of that conscience that engages the Lord's presence and power to help them struggle against evil in themselves in the same way as it does for us. So faith isn't just something that we express with our mouths on a Sunday. Faith is something that we can do all week long. It's a mental action. It's a choice to use the truths we know about the Lord and act like they're real. To do it with our minds, to say, Lord, to approach him, to acknowledge who he is, the Almighty God. And that is a looking to the Lord, and that brings his presence and his power at the same time to help us do his will. Imagine what this faith can do in our lives whenever we feel like we've hit a wall and we can't keep on changing ourselves. We don't know what's wrong. We can't figure it out. We can't make the negative thing go away. Think about a struggle that you're facing, perhaps now. Maybe it's one you've pushed away, but it keeps on coming back. Or maybe it's a new strain of spiritual disease and it has just bulldozed you. Keep fighting. Resist the evil when it pops up. Do good everyday work. This is charity. This is essential. But charity without faith is like a body without bones. It's useless. It's helpless. It's powerless. If we don't have faith, the Lord is powerless to heal us because we have denied his power being present with us. So let's choose faith. It doesn't mean just saying, yeah, I believe in the Lord, and then going about our business. That's not faith. That's not acknowledging him. That's like being a teenager on a smartphone, ignoring the person talking to him. We need to pay attention to the Lord. We need to remember who he is, that he has all power in heaven and on earth. And we need to go right up to him in our minds, like the Canaanite woman did, and fall at his feet, and be willing to admit that we're nothing but little dogs, and we're desperate for crumbs from heaven. That is faith. And that faith has power. It makes the Lord present in all his divine omnipotence, giving us all the strength we need. And when we have invited the Lord to be present with us in his power, the power of hell will be broken. Then Jesus answering said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that hour. Amen. Be all glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.